Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are also blessed to have learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored by our dear friends Dr. Effie and Dr. Talia Gluck and their family, Lili Nishmas, Effie's mother, Golda Bracha Bas Shlomo Shabtai. We are in Masechta Erevin, and we are up to Mishnayos Zion and Ches in Perek Gimel. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Rosh Hashanah Shayari Shemesh Tisaber. Let's say a person was worried before Rosh Hashanah that Elul might be extended and Rosh Hashanah would be for 2 days, and he's going to need to go to two different places on the 2 days. So Ma'arav Adam Shnei Erevin Ve'omer, Eruvi Rishon LeMizrach V'Sheni LeMa'arav, Rishon LeMa'arav V'Sheni LeMizrach. He can make two different Erevin, set himself up with two different Tchumim midpoints, and go ahead and say, on the one on the first day will be to go to the first direction, the one on the second day will go get me to the second direction, or Eruvi Rishon V'Sheni Kimbinei Iri, or I'll say my Erev will be just for the first day, the second day I will just be like a regular person in town, or Eruvi Bisheni Berishon Kibnei Iri, my one for that will count for the second day, but not the first day. Velo Hodu Lo Chachamim. The Chachamim said, no, that doesn't work. Because the Chachamim say that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are like a Yom Ha'arichta. It's like one long day, and you don't have the ability to say anything if it's like one long day. V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda also says, Masna Adam Ala Kalkala B'Yom Tov Rishon V'Ochla B'Sheni. A person can make a condition on his truma on the first day and eat it on the second day, that he can separate it on the first day, assuming the first day is not the day of Yontif. And if today is the ordinary day, the food I'm separating is truma. If today is Yontif, nothing takes effect. And the next day says, he'll say, well, if today was the ordinary day, because yesterday it wasn't, then the food I separated yesterday should become truma now. And if today is Yontif, so it was truma yesterday. And then he can continue to use the rest of the food on the second day. Similarly, he can argue also that the egg that was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, he should be able to eat on the second day with the same argument. Either the first day was not an issue because the Yom Tov is the second day, in which case the egg born on the day before was an egg born on Erev Yom Tov, in which case it is considered a mutter egg. Or the egg was born on Yontif, so he can't eat it on Yontif, but that would make the second day not Yontif, and so then he'd be able to eat that way. The Chachamim said the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are a single Yom Ha'arichta. It's one long period of definite Kedusha. And so separating Truma and Rosh Hashanah is going to be Asur, because both days are Yontif, and an egg born on the first day doesn't become Mutter until the end of the second day, because the second day is really just a continuation of the first. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.